This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off the third hour of this program. As always, you're invited to join us. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. More about the online version of Burning Man, which sounds really lame right on its face, but you know, we'll talk about that. This is a trend this year, is these events that have been canceled are trying to, quote, do something and have some sort of lame-o online component. We'll tell you more about it. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Tyler.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, actually to the Discord lines, where, by the way, you can sound way better than if you call in on the phones, and that's what Gene the Christian Anarchist has done. You can join the Discord over at discord.lrn.fm and sound this good. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, be safe and be healthy.
I don't want to be safe.
I like freedom and fun.
Yeah. Okay, so a little update on coronavirus in our office. We got, for the listeners that don't know, we have a medical office. We see quite a few patients. We're getting about 4, I would say, on average, positive tests per day.
Okay.
That's way up from what you were telling us before, isn't it?
Right, it is up. But, okay. I mean, we're doing way more testing than we were doing before. More tests going to give you more positives, you know?
Yep, sure.
So,
do you know an average of how many tests you give a day?
I would have to guess about 10 or 15.
About 10, so that would be about 40%.
Yeah. So, but anyway, these people, most of them aren't very sick. We've had one employee. We have about 20 employees. We have had one employee that just came down with COVID about 2 weeks ago. She didn't even get it from the office. She was exposed to somebody in her private life that had been exposed to it, and then she came down with it. So, of all of our people, you know, we're seeing people with COVID positive all day long. Well, not all day, but, you know, every day we see people that are testing positive. Yet our people aren't getting sick from it.
If somebody, you know, shows up with a disease, and this is a disease, as I recall, with a particularly long incubation period. So how can you say that this is where that person got that? How does that work?
Well, because she said that she knew somebody that knew someone that came down with her. So I don't know. That was
okay.
Her
so that's a guess.
Yeah,
I mean, if
story.
She works at your office, then she's coming into contact with COVID people all the time. So it would seem to be hard to discern whether it came from her loved one or it came from the person standing across the countertop from her.
See, that's what I was thinking. With 4 cases coming and going a day, it seemed...
But the point I'm getting at is all of our employees are not getting sick of this. In fact, we've had one, and that was a very extreme case. And she didn't get that sick. And to be honest with you, it wasn't... even as bad as a bad case of the flu. So, but she's a younger gal. She's probably about 25, mid-20s. But the point I'm getting at is, even though we're seeing cases, we're not seeing serious injuries. Now, we do know of several people who have died, and supposedly they had COVID, according to the hospital, not according to us.
You know, when you say you know, these are your patients who went to the hospital instead of going to your clinic?
Yes, these are patients who... have a history with us, but most of them went to the hospital. Mm-hmm. They were sick, and I have no idea how they were treated. Originally, we were using the hydrochloroquine and zithromycin and zinc. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the FDA said, oh, no, you can't do that. And then we stopped doing that for a while, and my wife, who's the main doctor, she switched to basically any steroid plus any antibiotic, and people got better just with a steroid and antibiotic. Now they're putting out a new report saying steroid use seems to take care of, you know, help a lot in treating this. And that makes sense because steroid reduces inflammation, and inflammation in the lungs is what causes the pneumonia. So
okay.
It all makes sense. But what I'm getting at is it's not that bad. Yes, some older people get sick and die, and some people with comorbidities get sick and die, and that's a sad that's a sad tale. We don't want to poo-poo that, but the point is most people aren't going to be that sick from it, and most people have a greater chance of dying from just about anything else other than COVID.
Of your patients who've come down with it, how many of them have died from it?
I'm going to guess because I don't have the exact number, but I would say no more than 5.
And this is out of how many total testing positive, would you say?
A couple hundred.
Okay.
I suppose.
And, so it's a higher rate at your office than it is among, you know, the average population.
Yeah, but like? See, the most of those, we didn't even know they were sick. They went to the hospital and died there. Mm-hmm. The point I was getting at with the azithromycin is that, and hydrochloroquine, is that for a while the FDA was saying you can't treat with that. And that really seems to be a very good treatment for this disease, but they said you can't do it. So
that's really suspicious.
Well,
so I don't know if those, and it's really suspicious because doctors have always, I'm going to stress always, had the ability to write a prescription off label.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, it's in the doctor's purview to use a drug to treat somebody for something that is not on the label for that drug. It's always been that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, between the doctor and the patient. But then for this one particular disease, the FDA decided to say, oh, no, you can't do that, mm-hmm. You might lose your license. And I don't know if you remember this black doctor that got up there in Washington, D.C. and made a very, very passionate presentation about how she has treated a lot of people with hydrochloroquine. Mm. None of them ever died, which is why I'm wondering about the patients of ours who went to the hospital.
And did what was the treatment? Yeah.
Yeah. If they didn't get it and they died, maybe their life could have been saved had they gotten it. But this lady, she lives in Texas, that doctor. And, of course, after she came out and did that, and it was all over YouTube, and then YouTube took it down because these doctors were telling mm-hmm. you that, you know, you could be treated and don't wear a mask and that kind of stuff. So YouTube didn't like that. But she had a complaint filed against her with the board there in Texas, the medical board. But after review, the medical board said, no, she did nothing wrong, and they said, you know, no problem. So at least the board came back and said, you know, that she didn't do anything wrong. So these Karens and these whiners who are reporting doctors because they're prescribing medicines that for some reason a Karen seems to think they know more than a doctor, and they're complaining that a doctor is prescribing that. At least the medical board in Texas, at least, is saying that, no, that's within the purview of the doctor-patient relationship.
Okay. So, I got a couple questions for you on hydrochloroquine. I have not found it available on the dark web. So how hard is this stuff to get? Is there a veterinary use for it? Or is there any way to get it? And the other one,
you mean
which
like
is
without a prescription?
Like I don't have a prescription, and I suspect I may never get a prescription. But I would love to have 10 doses around the house, you know, just or 10 courses, really, not doses, you know, just so if people do start suddenly getting sick here, I would love to have something for them.
Well, probably the two main uses that it's most commonly used for are lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. So if you had a pet, I suppose, with rheumatoid arthritis, you could get a prescription for it for your pet or get, I don't know how pets work. Do they need the prescription or not, or you just buy it from
there? There are prescriptions for some things.
I may know a few people.
I think
that
opiates for pets, you're going to need a prescription.
Yeah, I may know a few people who got hydrochloroquine from India and just had it shipped to them. Really? So there's ways to do that. I don't know how, but
and
there's
ways. Like online
now,
pharmacies,
if any of
right.
them have a phone number or a URL, I'd love that.
Maybe we'll talk offline.
All right. Thank you, Gene, for your call tonight. Always appreciate hearing from you. The story from inside the doctor's office there in Tennessee. Gene is the sort of the manager of that office, so he sees a lot. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, you can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. 855-450-FREE. Light freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. free. Bring up anything. The toll-free number is 855-453-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Time to go learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. It's a good time to do that now because, well, it's been a whole decade now, and if you've been putting it off and you've been thinking about learning about Bitcoin, well, now's the best time to do it because, well, you might have a little more time on your hands, and the fact is people are interested in alternative forms of money now, especially what with the price of gold on the way up, the price of Bitcoin on the way up. It's going to catch a lot of people's interest, so don't be left behind. Go and take the time out and learn a little bit about it at Bitcoin.com. They've got a nice getting started section there that can get you started on your road to learning more about cryptocurrency and getting involved with it. And if you're not new to crypto, then you can also read their news section. They've got a lot of the latest headlines from around the planet in the world of cryptocurrency at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. In the news this week, Burning Man is back. But not really. They're online. They canceled Burning Man this year for real life. And for those that don't know, it's a massive arts and music festival that gathers together. It's been gathering for the last 30-plus years, 35 years or something like that, in the Black Rock Desert of Nevada. I mean, it's not by any means a libertarian festival or anything like that. It seems to be pretty lefty influenced, although certainly it has its share of libertarian attendees or voluntarist or anarchist attendees. But
I don't understand how liberals do things like Burning Man, because they seem so scared of everything. It seems like, you know, they just go and, like, want to wrap themselves in bubble wrap or something.
Well, those are the ones that I don't think would attend Burning Man. Okay. I mean, you know, there are some very self-reliant people out there that might consider themselves on the left. I mean, you get the Rainbow Family, for instance, that goes around.
They've got stones.
Yeah, I mean, they've been doing it for a long time, too. So this is like a big rainbow gathering, basically, except with way better art. I mean, not that I've ever been to rainbow gatherings either, but I've heard about them. And
I've been to a regional, but I've never been to a national.
Yeah, you don't see massive sculptures, crazy-level kind of $100,000 art expos at Rainbow Festival.
You don't see $100,000 anything at a Rainbow Festival.
Right, they spend a lot of money on some of these art installations at Burning Man. It's pretty impressive stuff, but not this year. Because now it's gone online. According to the story over at, let's see, this is dnyuz.com. Not the easiest to roll off the tongue there. I don't know what it stands for. But everything about Black Rock City, which is the name of the makeshift town where Burning Man takes place, removes you from your ordinary frame of reference and puts you into the playa, an ancient lake bed that is as much of a state of mind as a physical setting. You're camping out with over 70,000 others in the austere Nevada desert. You are self-governing according to a code of 10 principles. And that's a interesting thing on its own to look at.
Yeah.
Because one of their principles is no money.
Right.
Again, it's a pretty hard left festival. And so if you come there and you try to sell things, it will not go over well, from what I'm told.
But you can barter.
You can trade things, but they expect a gift economy. They expect people to come and just simply give everything away, is what the commies call it.
No capitalism.
Yeah.
None of that nonsense.
See, Rainbow, like...
Rainbow's similar, right?
I mean, they would love it if you gave things away and just hoped somebody would give you a gift. But the thing is, people aren't rich enough there to really expect them to do that. So most things are trade. People might bring one thing to give away or... but yeah, that would be awkward. But do you have any idea how they feel about... Well, I guess if they're really encouraging people to do a gift economy, then they're not going to want you to be trading in silver or anything like that.
I don't think so.
Because I seem to have decent luck with silver out there. There are a lot of people who seem to want it.
You mean out there, not at Burning Man?
Yes, not out there, but at the Nerf Rainbow Gathering.
You have the freedom, they say. So we're not going to get into their 10 principles, but they do mention that one here in the article, the no cash. So-called gift economy. Anyway, you have the freedom, they say, even the expectation to do almost anything imaginable. Heat stroke is a constant threat, and blinding dust storms blow up without warning, which is why they have to put their tents down with rebar into the earth. Otherwise,
and that's just natural. They don't have to bring in any technology to make that happen. the dust storms.
Yeah.
It's not, okay, it's not a trap or something.
Okay. Unlike, it's a very hellish climate. I mean, it's not a place that's meant to support life, which is why it's an interesting place to have this thing.
Right.
Unlike in the real world, the default world in burner parlance, the first impulse in Black Rock City is for strangers to help one another. This has given rise to a faith in playa magic, another burner term for the confidence that whatever you seek, whether it's a romantic partner or a can opener, will appear when least expected and most needed. But there can be a playa magic, but can there be playa magic without a playa? Can something experienced via a computer screen, cell phone, or VR headset ever be life-changing? And perhaps the ultimate test of whether the internet can satisfyingly replicate the real world, it can't. Burning Man has gone online this year. The notion isn't as much of a mismatch as it might seem. Larry Harvey, who helped start Burning Man on a San Francisco beach in 1986 and was its guiding luminary until his death in 2018, saw himself as a social engineer. He envisioned a landscape of limitless possibility where people could, at least temporarily, liberate themselves from the numbing confines of commodified art, entertainment, and even lifestyle. What has more limitless possibility, in theory anyway, than the internet? Indeed, a community famous for innovation and deeply endowed with tech wizardry, Elon Musk famously said Burning Man is Silicon Valley, adapted to the pandemic by creating a virtual Burning Man known as the Multiverse, the week-long assemblage of 8 digital platforms which anyone can view for free, went live at 12:01 in the morning on the last Monday in August, the traditional time that Black Rock City opens its gates with a burst of fireworks. The Multiverse maintains much of the energy, abundance, and wonder of the real thing. One's cursor wanders along detailed renditions of Black Rock City that for anyone who has been there are eerily familiar. The layout of the camps, the signature structures, and the cracked desert floor. Hover over an icon on the screen and the avatar of a burner appears, playing music that he or she programmed. Digital art pieces installed by burners surface when you click on painted flags. Visitors move through the temple, an island of spiritual contemplation in the playa's cacophony, by connecting glowing colored orbs into meditative patterns. You can attend workshops, which often include chat rooms for serendipitous encounters.
Wow.
But good luck actually meeting and connecting with another human being.
How are you going to have a serendipitous encounter over the internet?
The internet, yeah.
You know, Burning Man's like a microcosm of this weird leftist-like contradiction where they think that they're anti-establishment, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. but it's no longer rage against the machines, it's rage on behalf of the machine.
Yes.
You know, Antifa and BLM and all this stuff, that's all being supported by political parties, you know, mm-hmm. well, the Democrats, and maybe the Green Party, I don't know. But, like, you know, Burning Man's the same thing. It's full of a bunch of yuppies from L.A., and there's nothing, you know, especially now, I feel like the guy who probably started it would be turning in his grave if he realized that they just, like, gave in to this, like, establishment nonsense. But
part of the problem with Burning Man has been that they've given in to the establishment as of a long time ago. Mm-hmm. So one of the biggest critiques that I have of the event is that they have it on government land. So they have to get into an agreement with the Bureau of Land Management every year, and that has included all kinds of ridiculousness. One of the stories we covered over the years was how the BLM bureaucrats also, you know, are guaranteed a sweet place to stay at Burning Man, and, like, you know, the washers and the dryers and the chefs and the you know, the catering and all this stuff, and that it's all going to be covered by the Burning Man ticket costs and ridiculous stuff. More coming up.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters. Or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Joe Biden is in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The Democratic presidential candidate and former vice president met with the family of Jacob Blake. Blake was shot by police 7 times in the back, leaving him paralyzed. Biden says he spoke to Blake, who called from his hospital bed.
He talked about how nothing was going to defeat him. How, whether he walked again or not, he was not going to give up.
Blake's shooting ignited several days of protest. President Trump was in Kenosha yesterday. Both Trump and Biden visited, despite objections from Kenosha's mayor. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have reportedly and formally agreed to pursue a clean short-term stopgap measure to avert a government shutdown at the end of the month. So says sources to The Hill. The continuing resolution needed would be free of riders that bog down past funding measures. This is USA Radio News. Rochester, New York Mayor Lovely Warren announced that the 7 officers involved in the death of Daniel Prude are suspended with pay. Prude, a 41-year-old black man from Chicago, died after an encounter with Rochester police back in March, but the incident just came to light Wednesday. Body camera footage showed Prude acting erratically.
What I saw in that video was a man who needed help, a man who needed compassion, a man who needed humanity. He lost his life because of the actions of our police officers.
That autopsy report ruled that Prude's death was a homicide. The cause of death includes complications of asphyxia in the setting of physical restraint. The report also showed that Prude also had a small amount of PCP in his system at the time of his death, which could explain his erratic behavior. The case now being investigated by the New York Attorney General's office. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And, you know, I've seen some pretty impressive digital artwork over the years. I've seen some, you know, mind-bogglingly beautifully detailed art that's out there, whether it be photography that was taken and modified in some way with Photoshop or whatever digital wizardry were put into it, the filters and such. Some people have put some real time in just creating some wonderful stuff. Tyler, you and I, we play an occasional game here and there online. And, yeah, no, games are a form of artwork on
definitely
their own.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's definitely a lot to be appreciated in the realm of digital art, but it's not quite the same thing as being in real life and appreciating somebody's sculpture or other creation or
buttocks.
Or there you go.
I mean, I'd be looking for a girl, and you're not going to find one in that computer. There's not in there. I've looked.
The ones that look like girls probably aren't. So we were looking at the Burning Man website, which is this year they're doing it online. This is over at burningman.org. The website here offers apparently as many as 8 different so-called experiences. The first two that we clicked on looked like there was a lot of setup to get involved in. So, like, one of these is in BRCVR, which stands for BlackRock City Virtual Reality. So, you know, you got to download a program and, you know, you got to get it set up. And there's some hoop jumping. Of course, now there's some hoop jumping to go to the real Burning Man, right? Like, you got to put a team of friends together and you got to pack all your stuff and then drive across the country. Or if you live in Nevada, just drive a few hours. Mm-hmm. But for most people, there's a lot of work to actually get to the event. So maybe that's not so bad. So we haven't really had a chance to.
But the thing is, once you get there, you're actually there.
You're there, and you're surrounded by 70,000 people. Mm-hmm. And there's just nothing like, I wouldn't want to go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival VR experience.
Right.
I wouldn't want to go to ForkFest VR because we can go into a chat room any old time.
Right.
Okay, if I want to go into a chat room with, you know, our listeners, we can go to our Discord server. Mm-hmm. There's a chat room there any time of the day, 24 hours, day or night. Listeners of ours used to have a Second Life room where they hung out. It may still exist. I don't know. Second Life is this online VR thing that's been around since before VR existed, basically. It was, you know, 2005 or something like that, I think, when we first heard about that. And, you know, in 2005, it was a novelty. Oh, look, you can build a thing in this VR world, and people can come in, and they can have little chats instead of chatting in all text. You have a little character that you can put clothes on or whatever, right?
Take clothes off.
But again, still not the same experience as doing it in real life.
No, not at all.
I imagine a lot of people get to Burning Man and immediately seek out drugs. So right off the bat, you're at home. Yeah, well, you know, it's a festival. That's kind of what people do at festivals. So it's like, are you going to be dropping acid in your living room in front of your desktop so you can check out this art?
I have.
Gonna make you, well, yeah, I mean, sure. Some people have. But I'm talking about the 17,000 people that go to Burning Man. A lot of them are just, you know, they're normies out there. That's their one time of the year. They're going to go out and let loose. They don't know a drug dealer in their neighborhood.
But
you
there's
know.
One real nearby here in Burning Man.
Yeah, of course. Everybody, you know.
Well, and that's just it. If you're on LSD or mushrooms or some other psychedelic substance, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. There's some cool stuff you can look at online while on those substances. Now, I'm not downing that at all, but it's not the same as a real-life light show. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. You know, a laser light show, you cannot experience that online.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
There's certain things that are completely amazing and awesome, and they have no online representation.
Yeah.
Now how about these VR goggles? Do they do anything these days? I mean,
they're pretty useless back in the day.
They are useful.
They've gotten very good.
They have gotten really good. Yeah. They're getting better. So.
Could you see a laser light show in them, or?
I don't think it would.
I mean, I guess you kind of are seeing a laser light show just by putting them on, but
maybe it could get that good at some point, but I don't think it would have the same feel. Mm-hmm. But then again, that said, they've gotten very good.
Yeah.
Now, the last time I tried a pair, I think was probably close to 2 years ago now.
Same for me.
Maybe about a year and a half. It was the Oculus Rift.
Yep, that's the one I tried.
And I guess it was the original one because it had a cord on it or whatever, so probably Generation 1 model of that.
Right.
It was Derek J. and Steven. They were throwing a party, and they had purchased one of these things, and it was just sort of over in the corner, and occasionally somebody would put it on, and they'd be doing something in there. So prior to that, I'd only tried the Google Cardboard VR thing.
Yeah, the real novelty one.
Yeah, it was just a gimmick. And I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool. But the Oculus was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Like, it's good. I mean, it's worth a try. If you've never tried it before,
One thing I do want to say about it that I thought was pretty interesting is there's got to be some kind of property of diminishing returns, because the first time I tried it, I used it probably for 3 hours and it felt like 20 minutes had gone by.
Really?
And I was desperate to keep going. I wanted to do more of it,
Wow.
I was like, this is amazing. This is so much fun, and all the different games I was trying. I came back a couple days later, tried it again. That was not my experience the second time.
Really?
The second time you put it on, you go, I know what this is. Yeah. Oh, okay. And it's like, oh, okay, now we're just back doing this again. And it's like,
I think at that point you have to have new software to keep amping it up, or to keep bringing new experiences in that. And there's definitely some serious limitations to it. So, like, most of the games, you're just sort of standing still doing a thing. So, like, bugs will come at you from one way or another way, and you got to turn around, or there's, you know, enemies that are shooting at you from different sides or whatever. So, you know, immersing yourself is easy in that it looks great and it sounds great and it feels right. The motion capture and all that is very good, but there's only so much you can do standing in one place. Now, there are games that allow you to move around, but it seems like it's kind of awkward. That I have not actually tried. The ones that I was playing, you don't have to move around in, but when I see people playing like online games like Skyrim, which are these very large games designed for computers that they've sort of shoehorned in to these platforms, they still have to use a controller in some way to, like, move themselves, or they sort of jump ahead in space, and they don't, like, actually walk from point A to point B. It just sort of warps there from point A. So, like, there's different ways that they're trying to experiment with making this possible, because you can't keep walking in your living room.
Right, you'll hit the wall.
You're going to hit something.
Yeah. Right.
So there's some challenges that they have to kind of engineer around, and they haven't done that yet.
So Skyrim is a game.
It's a game.
I always thought it was like the third level of the Mile High Club.
That's a good one.
We're talking about this online Burning Man here, and they say in this review from DNYUZ.com, what's missing from the online Burning Man are adequate simulations of the vulnerability, discomfort, and gratitude so central to Burning Man's existential qualities. Those fabled personal transformations typically arise from reappraisals of the self-image you brought to Black Rock City. You discover more creativity, self-reliance, flexibility, generosity, even love than you thought you possessed, or less. The playa adage goes, quote, you don't always get the burn you want, but you always get the burn you need. Meaning that the experience that you have at an event like this is going to be life-changing, but it may not have been in the way that you intended for it to be.
I wonder if that includes the guy who walked into the fire that year. Did he get the burn he needed?
That sounds like a cop-out slogan. Is it what you wanted?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, but it's kind of what you needed, though, right? And he's like, no, I still didn't enjoy myself.
We got
it. Just my fine.
Black Rock City continually serves up opportunities to examine one's internal guidance system. The multiverse, which is their online version, doesn't offer this kind of introspection. There's no app that replicates the dread of loneliness or the relief of forgiveness, familiar emotions at Burning Man. Which isn't to say that it won't happen someday, as artificial reality techniques advance, as the psychodynamics of cyberspace become more sophisticated in integrating with the brain, with virtual technology, it may one day be possible to elicit feelings associated with the self-governance, communal trust, gifting, and fun that make Burning Man such a singular experience. And I think they're right. You know, we may be getting there. In fact, there was something else in the news this week. Elon Musk has announced that they now have, like, some sort of a brain computer implant. Did you guys hear about
this?
He's
been working
on that. Ain't nobody got time for that. My professional opinion is this is a bad plan.
Well, they apparently have already put it into a pig.
Oh.
So
he can have it.
Proof of concept. And we'll tell you a little bit more here. These online experiences, are they even worth your time? Have you found one that's really wowed you in these virtual experiences? 855-450-FREE. I have not seen anything that's been like, ooh, I got to be there. Nah. It's free talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
MechTech. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're tuning in here to the online version of the Black Rock Desert over at Burning Man 2020. It was canceled. And so you have to, if you want to do anything Burning Man related, you've got to go online now. And of course, there's a bunch of different options that have been put up on their website at burningman.org. The multiverse is what they're calling it. I was just clicking on what they're calling the Infinite Playa. And of course, the Playa is the arid desert land where they normally hold the real life event. This year it is online, and I did find one that is, you know, at least showing some kind of trippy looking visuals here. I presume there's some music to go along with it. So there you go.
There it is.
There's your music from one of the streaming channels that's on the Burning Man website.
Ian, do you remember when back in the 90s, like Kellogg's and stuff, they would give out these CD-ROM games with cereal?
Yes.
And like everyone was excited about it, and then you tried it, and they were just like the worst games. And you're like, oh, I know why this is free. That's what this is for Burning Man.
Oh, sorry, nobody try that now.
It kind of looks like that to me. I mean, it's not bad.
It's not bad. I mean, it's...
But, you know...
I'm not going to sit here and watch this for a long time, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to make a lot of effort to see that happen, because I've been seeing weird graphics on the internet for
a long
decades,
time. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't breaking any new ground in that way, right?
No.
Yeah, if anything, you're just getting...
I wish I knew somebody who'd gone to Burning Man and who was going to do this and find out if they got that, you know, burning sensation they were looking for.
Yeah.
But I don't see it.
No, I feel like this is just, like, this might draw in some introverts who wouldn't have gone anyway, but they might check it out now. Mm-hmm. But, like, the people that were going to go, they don't want to do this as their alternative.
Yeah, they want to be with people.
Right,
yeah.
Their goal
place.
Is to be outside, yeah.
This isn't doing a thing. This doesn't, I mean, there's no. The one, there's something here that involves virtual reality, and I'm sure you can go to a fake desert environment where people, you know, dress their little avatar in whatever clothes they want, and they have whatever conversations they have, mm-hmm. but it's just, it's not even, it's like recording as I was talking about, the fireworks at Forkfest this year. They had a great fireworks show that lasted for almost, I think it was like 40 minutes long.
Nice.
And it was fantastic. And the video is a shadow of what the actual performance was.
Right.
Because that cannot be captured in any meaningful way.
Yeah, you got to have a good camera.
Did you actually watch the video?
I've
never done that. That's interesting.
Yeah, I didn't watch the whole thing straight through, but I mean, I watched enough parts of it to know that I got in the recording okay and put it online. And,
yeah.
But it's, you know, it's a shadow. It's a facsimile.
Yeah.
Of reality.
Yeah. Public service announcement: if you're taking video of fireworks, don't post it to Facebook because nobody wants to watch it.
Yeah. Most no one wants.
Yeah. Unless you've got a really nice camera, but even then, like videos of fireworks that are supposed to look good, I'm not watching those for more than a few seconds.
Yeah. No. Certainly not worth watching for 40 minutes long.
Yeah.
But I recorded it because I told the guy I was going to do it. Like mm-hmm. the guy who was putting on the show had never had someone actually record his entire show before.
Oh.
And you know, if you're busy putting the show on, then mm-hmm. you might not be able to really appreciate what you're creating for somebody.
Yeah.
So he called me and said thanks. So
that's cool.
That was nice.
Yeah.
And it does give you, again, a shred, mm-hmm. a little scintilla of what the actual time that we had was like. In the hopes of telling someone, hey, you should be there for the real thing.
Right.
You should come to this real life event and do the real thing. They point out here in the wrap up on this piece, again, talking about the online Burning Man, that the event's influence has been wide reaching over these decades. It's seeded dozens of comparable events around the world because they have like these local burner events during the year. And served as a model for a range of endeavors from emergency relief to urban development. Whether the multiverse, which is their online version this year, is a one-off or a new branch in Burning Man's evolutionary tree, its implications are destined to reach beyond the virtual confines of Black Rock City. Educators developing distance learning platforms, for example, or human relations specialists fashioning corporate culture from a labor force of teleworkers would be well advised to log in to see how computer simulation can facilitate social bonding. Can it?
No.
I mean, I saw absolutely no evidence of any other, like, person or avatar of a person in there, so I don't have any
There's probably some people in their VR thing.
There has to be a way to come in contact with other people from what they're saying in some virtual way, but I don't think you can bond through a computer without, I mean, I would think you would have to have, like, VR that makes you think you are there.
And we're going to get there. I suspect that's going to happen in our lifetime, that it will, that VR will be so persuasive that mm-hmm. it will be hard to tell the difference. Mm-hmm. In fact, I do remember a really interesting story, and I forget who told it to me. I don't know if it was one of our listeners, but it was really fascinating that somebody put on one of these VR headsets, one of the early models from the last several years, and that they had, I don't know if it was a computer simulation or if it was video. I think it was a simulation. But either way, they said that it felt so real to them, and the simulation was of being on a beach.
Mm.
And that it felt so real to them that they thought they could feel the wind in their hair.
Oh, wow.
And so when your senses are tricked to such an extent that you actually believe it, your mind fills in the gaps. At least that's what they were saying.
Right.
And there was no hardware to explain this. She wasn't, mm-hmm. it wasn't like
just
filming
the goggles.
A windy movie scene.
Yeah, no, just the goggles. Just the visual and audio stimulation that she was getting or he was getting from that experience.
Yeah,
I thought that was interesting.
You can get vertigo in VR if you're standing on the edge of a cliff or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I've considered getting it just to do flight simulators, because that's probably a cool reason to do it. You can sit on your couch, do that.
Sure.
You know, mm-hmm. but Yeah, that's but crazy. It's not, that's not enough.
Yeah, these days, though, meeting people online, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sure there are some people,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to detract from them, who, like, they get into a video game, and they have their little clan of people that they meet up with, and they meet up with the same people over a series of years. And maybe they do, like, go to a conference in real life, you know, back in the day, and they meet this person for the first time. Like, oh, you're so-and-so. We play this game together. I know those things happen mm-hmm. Out there. So I don't want to try to say that it's impossible, but I don't think it's the same. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I won't say I've never formed an emotional bond with somebody online mm-hmm. because, like, I mean, it's not impossible. It's kind of like doing it by letter or something. But, you know, I don't know. I guess there's it depends on what kind of bonding you're thinking about.
Yeah.
It seems... I don't think you're going to be able to do it past the level that you can do it with text.
I agree with you there.
Well, even beyond bonding, it's like you can't party in VR.
Woo!
Like, I can't imagine just sitting in front of your computer drunk, yeah, and just doing drugs and being like, isn't this amazing, guys? I'm so happy we're Burning Man. Like,
yeah.
Someone's at the door. Hold on a second.
Yeah, it's pizza guy.
Yeah.
And half the time, if I drop some acid or something, I'm not going to be able to operate.
Right. You're not even on your computer. You're staring at something in your living room.
You can't get to where you wanted to go.
Yeah, I mean, I remember one time sitting and I'm listening to the fifth time through Jim Morrison and American Prayer, which is a great album, the yep. first four times. And you know, Wendy is, or my girl is like, you know, don't you want to change the music? And I'm like, yes, I do, but I don't know how.
yeah. Too funny.
I mean, for instance, and look, we've certainly talked about responsible drug use, so I'll put my typical warning out there. If you want to learn about this stuff, please go to Arowid.org. It's Erowid.org and do research before you get into purchasing or using drugs. But, you know, if you get real MDMA, one of the side effects of that is you get what they call eye wiggles. And so
oh, yeah.
If you're on real MDMA, you're going to have those. And if you try to look at your phone or any kind of screen while this is going on, you cannot focus on what is going on that screen. You have to close one eye. There is a trick. You have to close one eye, and then the one eye can actually focus on the thing that you're looking at. But that's you can't do any of that. You can't do that for a long period of time. It's enough to like check your email or something if you're at a party or something like that, and then you want to put your phone. You do not want to be
right.
on an electronic device.
That's what
anyway.
I was thinking. Is who wants to check their email when they're on E?
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely not a girl in there.
But, yeah, you can't handle it. It's just not – that experience doesn't mix with the other experience very well
yeah.
in certain instances.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, they talk about the so-called multiverse and how, obviously, VR is going to get better. But I got to say, I expect that this online version of Burning Man is going to be a huge disappointment. For people. I mean, but please, why would you get your hopes up in the first place
right.
for an online Burning Man?
Yeah, this sounds like they're just trying to do anything.
And again, how much of this stuff is going to come back? What percentage of the events that we saw canceled for 2020 are actually going to come back in 2021? Even if they're allowed to, because that's going to be the other question, is how many cities will even allow events to resume? And of those that do, how many will come back?
So what do you think? Is this going to be a multi-year thing, you think? Is this going to be... Is there going to be like a year or two of 2 weeks to flatten the curve?
I don't know.
I hope not.
I hope not, but I mean, they're getting away with this, so I think they're going to keep pushing. I would love to be wrong. Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Stay free, guys.
Yeah, great, great suggestion.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.